All right, Trevor said, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing in Sidkas HaTzadik in Sif Beis. So here the Rebbe says something incredibly beautiful. He says, Brachos L'Rosh Tzadik. He begins by quoting the Pasuk. This is still the same handout. The PDF that I sent you yesterday in the WhatsApp chat will cover us for a while. It had about 6-7 pages. So this is Sif Beis. Second paragraph. Brachos Rosh Tzadik. Literally, again, blessings on the head of the righteous. So the Rebbe says something beautiful over here, which we'll appreciate even more through the lens of Daf Yomi. Lekach Maseches Brachos Haschala Hashas. He deals with an interesting question. Why is it that Shas begins with Brachos? Shas could have begun with any Masechta. Why does it begin Dafka with Brachos? So he says, She'ikr HaKol Da es Elokei Avicha. Says the essence of the Jew is to know the God of your father. Right? The essence of the Jew is to know Hashem. The Acharkach Avdeu. After you know God, then you could serve him. Shetzarech Leida Lami Oved. That a person has to know to whom he is serving. It's a very profound idea. So says Reb Tzadik, that before you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, this doesn't necessarily mean, well, you'll see what he means in just a moment. V'zeo HaBracha, lifnei kol ma'isa, v'yachid kol ma'asov l'shla Hashem, kimo she'ne'emar, u'b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu, kimo she'kasav HaRambam. Says Reb Tzadik, this is the entire purpose of a bracha. Why do we make a bracha before we perform a mitzvah? The bracha is there in order to enable me to know God, before I go ahead and serve him. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he gives the Yachid Kol Ma'asov LaHashem, to direct my actions towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnamar B'chol Derechecha De'ehu, V'zehu Al Yedei HaBracha, U'Kimo She'amru Hashir Ba Katan She'odea Ba L'mi Mevarachin. This is very interesting. So in general, again, as the Gemara says, when does a child become obligated in brachas? A child becomes obligated in brachas at the point that he knows to whom he is making the bracha. So you see something truly amazing, which is that the entire essence of a bracha is to go ahead and get the individual acquainted with God. See, what Reb Tzadik is highlighting over here is an incredible dynamic, that sometimes a person could go through life and a person could be very meticulous with the performance of mitzvos and very meticulous with the details. And again, I would say, you know, behaviorally and mechanistically proficient, yet they don't know God. They don't know God. Now, the truth is, this is not just true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is sometimes the great challenge with relationships in general. This happens, unfortunately, all the time, where people could be in a relationship for a very long time and they realize, you know what? We don't know each other. We don't know each other. Rahmanul Islam, unfortunately, it happens in marriages. It happens with parents and children. It happens in a variety of different ways. You could spend a long time with a person, yet I don't know you. So Reb Tzadik is saying is, I could spend a lifetime with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet I wake up one day and I realize, you know what? I don't know you. So in order to avoid that, there's the whole idea of a bracha. A bracha is to acquaint the Jew and God. A bracha is, before I go ahead and I do something for you, before I serve you, before I engage in a ma'isa mitzvah, let me know you. Let me try to the best of my ability to understand you. He goes on, he says, and that's why a katan, right? When does a child become obligated in brachas? A child becomes obligated at the point when he or she knows, right? He knows who it is that I am blessing. Who am I talking to? That's when ultimately a bracha becomes obligatory. Ma she'en kein, b'shar mitzvos, ein hashir she'yedo l'mi manichin tefillin u'kiyotze. So if you notice, by this is very interesting. Reb Tzadik, this is such a profound distinction. He says, if you notice, when is it that, let's say, on a technical level, when does a boy become obligated in tefillin? So we'll say, so, you know, we're used to thinking that a boy becomes obligated in tefillin at bar mitzvah. That's not really true. A boy technically becomes obligated in tefillin, the Gemara says, when he's able to maintain physical cleanliness. At the moment that a boy is able to keep his body clean, he's able to take responsibility for his bodily cleanliness, he's obligated to put on tefillin. Fascinating. Yet, brachas, I'm only obligated to make a bracha when I know to whom I am making the bracha. So why the distinction? Why don't we say that I'm obligated to make a bracha as soon as I know how to say the words? Right? As soon as I know how to say the words, I'm obligated to make a bracha. Well, what's the pshat? Because you see, there's a distinction. Tefillin is a behavioral act. Now, while it is absolutely true that tefillin is supposed to lead to a higher level of understanding and a higher level of relationship, at the end of the day, on a most basic level, it is a physical act. So therefore, as soon as I'm capable of performing the physical act, I am obligated to do so. A bracha, on the other hand, says Reb Tzadik, a bracha is the mechanism through which I come to know God. So therefore, again, when am I obligated to make a bracha? When I know to whom I'm blessing. When I know to whom I'm speaking, that's when the obligation to make a bracha devolves upon me. Mavur, shabracha ha'ikara ha'yedile mi mavarchin sha'akach nosta. The whole yisod of a bracha is to acquaint me with the Ribono Shel Olam, to allow me to get to know the God to whom I am speaking. V'zeu haschalas haknisa l'torah kimo she'ne'emar. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And the truth is, the beginning of my Yiddishkeit, the essence of my Judaism, is to know God. Is to know God. V'yira shamayim hu ayidei shivis Hashem v'negdisam v'kimon shakasa v'haga v'reish arachayim. So remember again, if the whole idea is for me to know God, how do you know God? That's shivis Hashem v'negdisam, God awareness. Right? God awareness is a very important piece in Hasidic literature, right? The truth is, it's the opening statement in Shulchan Aruch. The ability to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amazingly enough, from Tzadik posits, bracha. A bracha is the way you acquaint yourself with the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, V'hainu, big brachos, shekulan maskilin. Now, first of all, before you go on, he didn't answer his original question, but I understand it. Why does Shas begin with Maseches Brachos? Right? Why does Shas begin with Maseches Brachos? Because at the end of the day, what's the beginning of the journey of the Jew? Right? The beginning of the journey of the Jew is a bracha. Is a bracha. Because what's the point of a bracha? The point of a bracha is to acquaint myself with the Ribono Shel Olam. And he says, you even see this in the bracha itself. Look at this. This is incredible. V'hainu brachos shekulan maschilin b'lashon nochach shemiyad baschalas habracha Tzarech lios Hashem yisbarach nochach einov kilo omid alavu mitzaveu. The Tzaddik says something amazing. How does every single bracha start? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. So really we'll focus on that first part. I am speaking directly to God. Isn't that incredible? Baruch atah Hashem, God, you are the source of all blessing. Loshon nochach means I'm speaking directly to God. And it's interesting, in a bracha, in the beginning, I'm not speaking about God, I'm speaking to God. There is a conversation between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm having a dialogical connection. I'm establishing a relationship. Because, says Reb Tzadik, the whole idea of brachas is to allow me to get to know God, of course, to the best of my ability. Then something interesting happens in the bracha. Vasiyum, lashon nistar. Dimyad ne'alam kimo shene'emar, al gozolavi racheif nogea, ve'ino nogea kiyadua. And Reb Tzadik says something amazing. Something dramatic happens in the bracha. Right? If you notice again, what happens in a bracha in general? A bracha begins, says Reb Tzadik, b'lashon nochach. Lashon nochach means I'm speaking directly to God. I'm opposite God. Baruch atu Hashem. And then what happens? Elokeinu melech ha'olam. There's a withdrawal. Baruch atah Hashem is me speaking to God. Elokeinu melech haolam is then universal God, and then suffix, whatever the suffix is. Sometimes the suffix could be about things that God does, things that God commands, but it to a certain degree becomes impersonal. You hear the progression of the bracha? So right, Baruch atah Hashem is me speaking to God. Elokeinu melech haolam, a little bit of withdrawal, universal God, and then whatever it is, whatever it is, it becomes a charge. It becomes an obligation. It becomes a behavior. It becomes a recognition. But says Reb Tzadik, That's the entire essence of a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem. Lashon Nochach. I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that moment when I'm just saying that phrase, I'm getting to know God. And says Reb Tzadik, that's the power of a bracha. So we'll say, what a profound yisod. What an incredibly profound yisod. So many times we recite brachas, you know, and we fulfill our obligations. But do we really appreciate the deeper profundity that a bracha has? You know, very often, we feel like we don't understand God. And that's true, because no mortal could truly understand that Kaddish Baruch Hu. But sometimes we don't understand God also because we don't take advantage of the opportunities we have to understand Him. And every single time we recite the bracha and we say Baruch Ata Hashem, to pause for a few moments and to recognize that Lashon Nochach, I'm talking with God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to get to know you. Shas begins with Maseches Brachos. A katan begins to say a bracha when he knows to whom he is speaking. Because the entire essence of the bracha is the ability to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu just in those few moments. Because the truth is, most of God is elusive. As evidenced by the bracha itself. I didn't translate, I'll end with this. But if you look at the end of Sif Beis, Reb Tzadik says something amazing. You have a couple of seconds of Baruch Ata Hashem, God right in front of you, ability to connect, ability to understand. And then once you get to Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that's like Al Gozalav Yirachef. He hovers over the chicks. Nogea ve'enu nogea. Once you get to Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then already it's elusive God. Then already again, it's universal God. And that God is often so difficult to comprehend. But I will say, all of us have a couple of moments of Baruch Ata Hashem. And in those couple of moments of beautiful closeness, we have the ability to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we'll stop up here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with Sif Gimel tomorrow.